Thank you for listening to Internet Boyfriends.
She's jealous, isn't she?
No, I don't think so.
I don't push to the point of insanity. I don't think I'm ever going to prolapse.
We are really bad on staying on top. I fucking apologize to any listeners that think that we're organized in any fucking way.
The Nazis are back, and they're flying over, about to bomb fucking Toronto, duck and cover.
Krampus! Like,
yeah, like, I wish I had a better way of describing that so I didn't sound like a fucking racist. Like,
it's terrible!
As long as I get a laugh and you get a laugh, I think we've been successful, so.
If that was my grandmother, you son of a bitch! She didn't splatter like a bag of meat!
I'm telling you what I learned from television and Wikipedia.
She really likes how I say audio.
I know how the internet works.
Internet boyfriends. All right. So, yeah, I like this. I'm still fucking amped from the last one. So, hey, welcome back to another Internet Boyfriends. I am Joey, and with me is the Walt to my Jesse, Ryan.
I don't feel comfortable. You're always putting me above you.
Really?
Actually, that's not fair. That implies that's... Ryan Reynolds is above Blake Lively from the previous episode, which is very sexist of me. He's a better actor, though.
He's hotter. He's way. He's definitely on my handsome hunk.
But she is part of the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
I don't know anything she does, so.
I've seen both of those movies. And enjoyed both of those movies.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy them, because we're going to yell this week. We're going to get
probably
angry.
We might get angry.
Let's get right fucking to it.
And so, we might be yelling at you. Not Joey, but some of the people listening to this podcast.
Oh, no. All right, so two things inspired this podcast. One is a friend of the show, Alan, was doing a Kickstarter, which succeeded.
Woo, Alan!
Awesome. Congrats. Congrats to the Power Principle for succeeding at Kickstarter and the internet and being an awesome comic and all of that. So
I unfortunately wish we were recording at the time so we could have done a podcast supporting it. But
yeah,
we were
traveling the world and I was fucking being me. So.
I did plug it on the paper keg, which hopefully gave it a plug or two. But we'll see.
Anyway,
he succeeded. So yay, Alan! Woohoo! Alan's one of both of our favorite people.
Yes,
Alan is awesome. He's at New Mutant on Twitter. No underscore, one word. Follow him. One of those positive, wonderful people you will ever meet.
He really does make me feel better. We talked last time about people that I've had sort of side conversations with, and I've had a couple side conversations with him, and he's definitely always, like, I don't know, he's a fucking positive dude, and he's fucking great. So,
kills me that I'm not going to be in New York this year for New York Comic Con, because I'm not going to get to see Alan. Well, I know you're going to come out to Montreal at some point soon, but
yeah,
Alan isn't, and I'm crushed that I'm not going to see Alan.
We're going to deal with that later. Don't worry about it. We got to stay on topic this time.
Yeah.
So I actually did get to plug it. I was plugging it through or trying to like promote it through Twitter with my very little influence that I have.
Yeah,
and
we were both doing that. We both did that on both things. So we did what we could.
Yes. And hey, maybe we fucking helped because it succeeded. So.
Well, we both definitely did because we both actually backed it. So we definitely objectively directly helped.
I have about like probably $40 in my bank account right now. So I donated a lot of my wealth proportionally to.
And
I
did as well. Different wealth, different proportion, but still.
Yes. Yeah. So I actually used Facebook to promote it, which I normally don't do. And Facebook allows me to say more things, which is never a good thing for me based on this podcast. I talk a lot and I talk a lot about in depth about things. So something that I wanted to say in respect to his endeavor was that a lot of people tend to think that they're artists, and I think that sort of belief diminishes what guys like Alan do. And when everyone's going around saying like, "Hey," because this is going to be like walking on eggshells for me because I really don't want to make this a negative episode. I don't want to be a negative person.
Let's put a disclaimer at the beginning. We love everyone striving to create art. It is a noble and valid goal, and I wish more people would try to do it. That said,
I really wish people would shut the fuck up about it. Because what my little like thing saying that you should support Alan was, it was a surprisingly negative message when it came out, and I feel bad about that to even like tie that to him because he's such a fucking positive dude. But I was saying like when people say like, "Hey, donate to my Kickstarter," or "Hey, I'm doing this comic book," or "Hey, I'm making this song," or whatever it is, people talk so much about what they're fucking doing. I've been working on two books since December, I think it's fair to say, really hardcore working on them, and even more so now.
And to frame it a little bit, I talk to you more than most people, and I have a vague clue what you're writing about.
The second book, I don't think you really have any idea.
Exactly. That's to be clear how close you're keeping this to your vest, to your chest.
Yeah, and I don't say that. I don't hide it from you. It's just I don't like talking about it because I feel like it's sort of like, hey, I'm building a person. I just completed 1/10 of the toenail today.
Yeah,
art is so slow and it's so tedious and it takes a lot of motivation and effort. And I just feel like it's so fucking crappy that people don't actually say what it's like. That people want to like fucking add this like magic and this sheen to the whole thing. And I said, you know, Alan is a guy who had been wanting to do the power principle for longer than I was fucking alive.
Yeah.
At that point, I mean, still at this fucking point, I'm fucking 27 years old, gonna be 28, and he's been wanting to do that since fucking 2 years before I was born. So this is a guy who's had that stick with him all.
He's been doing it almost longer than I've been alive.
Yeah, I mean, people don't realize that, like, I even said about when I was writing 700 Hours, which I do not consider high art at all. It was my first fucking, you know, foray out there to put it out there and say, like, hey, this is what I can do. I'm not proud of it. I'm not really big into that sort of thing. I don't fucking promote it at all.
Goddamn,
but yeah, all right, but see, the thing is that I just...
Okay, I could accept it. It is not high art. I will not pretend it's high art, but you should be proud of it.
It's something
because 99% of people do not finish, and that's my bugaboo about this kind of thing. But like 99% of people don't finish, and you finished. You got it up there. You put it on Amazon. You put it on whatever the fuck you put it on, and sold it to a few people at least. And that is more than the vast majority of these people will ever do. As such, you should be proud because completion is far more important than starting.
Yeah, but part of completion is immediately diminishing or sort of it's like, okay, so it's like it's hindsight, you know, is fucking 2020 sort of thing. When you look back, you're just like, yeah, whatever, it was a pain in the ass, but it's over. And you personally get to bring all of that with you, but nobody else does. When people read that book, whether they like it or not, like they don't get to see everything that I went through. They don't realize that there were lots of nights where I was up until fucking 6 o'clock in the morning sitting here like drinking coffee and soda to stay awake, and I'm just like, fuck, I gotta get this done. And maybe I spent 3 hours on four sentences, and people don't realize that. And those four sentences kind of suck. So slow and incremental and painful and just takes a lot of motivation and effort. People don't realize, like, oh yeah, you know, you had to take 2 days off from writing because you spilled fucking coffee on your laptop and had to get it fixed, or you know, the dog threw up all over the carpet and that was what you did with your day instead of writing because your dog was sick or whatever, you know. Or even just like with Alan, you know, there's so much in that. There's because this guy carried this around with him in his brain for fucking decades, and I feel like they just immediately diminish that because everyone's like, hey, I want to be an artist. Hey, I'm working on a comic book. Fucking great, good, go do it, finish it, and then fucking tell us about it. And please do share the little minutiae afterwards to say, like, this is what it actually takes. One of the guys that you sort of know that I really don't know much about, I believe his name is Dave. He also had a comic that came out not too long ago.
David Compo. Did not work with Alan in any way. I don't even know if they know each other.
Oh, okay.
But he did have a comic come out. Dave had done a podcast show, which is sort of like, but it was sort of in the radio show style, like the old like Shadow or whatever, called Wormwood.
Yes.
Which is a horror thing. And this was, he produced a comic book, Kickstarter for it and everything. But like, it's out. It's by Hermes Press. You can get it digitally on Comixology. You should. It's good. But yeah, that's Dave. So you were saying.
Yeah, I don't know Dave, but of what I can kind of glean from seeing him in the social media sphere, that he was a guy that was surprisingly honest and very refreshing in that sort of way, of where he was pretty clear about, like, yeah, this is a long fucking process. It takes a long time to go from idea in your head to finished actual product. And it was talking about, like, every step of the way, just like not bitching about it. He was very positive, and I don't know him, but he seems to be a really nice guy.
He is.
He was just very honest. I was like, yeah, that's fucking, yeah, like, that's what it is. The other sort of side to this, the reason why I'm getting all fucking heated about it, is because I love fucking Saga. Saga is an awesome comic. Brian K. Vaughan and, fuck, who's the artist on
it? Fiona Staples.
Fiona Staples. She's fucking amazing.
She is. We will talk about Saga at some point on the podcast.
Yeah.
Probably when it's done, but we'll talk about it at some point.
You see, you have your own fucking podcast to talk about comics. So no, but really, like, feel like coming here to talk about comics.
We could talk about it. Like, we've talked about comics before. We can talk about comics again.
Okay. All right. Well, I saw something in the back matter, which apparently you don't read.
I don't.
Brian K. Vaughan did a survey of all the readers of Saga, and fucking everyone replied back with that they're working on some sort of artistic endeavor. Now, again, as sort of a disclaimer, I'm not down on creativity. I'm not down on people making things or being artistic. I'm just weirded out by this idea that everyone wants to be an artist. As if, one, everyone can do it, which I don't think they fucking can. You just covered by, it's really about finishing. And two, as if there's no other noble endeavor, which is admittedly kind of, that's all kind of a dick move because I am a writer and I want to advance my writing career, if you will. I do actually at current, I can't really talk about it, but I do get paid to write things. So it's what I fucking do. And maybe it's shitty for me to say to people like, you can't be an artist, fuck you. But it's really that second part. Fucking everyone can be creative in some fashion. Everyone can be artistic, I guess you could say, in some fashion. But to say that everyone that responds to a comic book survey of all the fans of Saga are engaged in some sort of artistic endeavor, maybe it's just one of those things that where when people complete a survey, they feel guilty and they're like, yeah, well, I guess I'm kind of working on like painting my garage and it's kind of artistic or whatever. You know, or hey, like I told my friend about this really cool idea for a comic book, but like fucking so many people I know. And hey, I'm sorry if you're listening to this and you're fucking offended because I don't mean to fucking point any specific person out, but so many people are like, hey, I'm working on a fucking comic book. I am technically working on a comic book. A friend of mine, Justin, came to me and said, hey, I want to do a comic book. And I said, yeah, let's fucking do it. So I kind of like gave him a rough idea of what to do, and I owe him scripts, but fucking whatever. I don't walk around telling everyone like, hey, I'm working on a comic book with Justin. Like, it's a goal of mine to fucking get it to him because he's my friend and I want to complete. That's what I want to do. I want to finish that. I want to give it to him. But I don't know if I give him fucking scripts, he might just throw them in the garbage and never fucking draw it. I don't know. I mean, he has no fucking responsibility, or he doesn't owe me anything. And I wouldn't hold him to it. But that's the thing. So fucking what? You know, anybody can talk with their friend and say like, hey, let's do a fucking comic book, or hey, let's make a movie, or hey, whatever, you know.
It's one of the like double-edged or two-sided coins of the internet. Is that it's made it so easy and shut down the barrier of, shrank the barrier of entry so much to create anything from movies to, or not the internet specifically, but like the rapid growth of technology.
Yeah.
It's made it so easy to, from comics to movies to YouTube videos to just blogging and writing, and publish it in some form. There is now no barrier of entry to publish anything. You just have to do it and put it out there. That while it's a great thing, it's given a voice to lots of talented people who did not have, who were sort of fringe but talented creators, to have a voice and to publish. It's also given the voice to so many awful blogs and terrible YouTube channels, and I feel like such an asshole saying this kind of stuff, though. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want anyone.
Because okay, so that's the kind of the paradox of art. You could say is that you have to be really bad to get better.
It you do, and people need to be producing something. Okay, in the past, I feel like people who became great at some kind of art produced stuff that was never seen by anyone, and now they're producing stuff that's seen by. I mean, really not many people, but could be seen by many people because it's being pushed online and they're getting better, hopefully, and progressing and getting great. And yeah. Creating art is, like I said earlier, a great goal to have. I feel like it diminishes things a little bit to be more polluted than ever before by crap. Because, I mean, yes, even no matter what, like, when old media, for lack of a better term, was the only way to get through, they were curating things, so theoretically, the quality rate was slightly better than it is now, in theory. In practice, yeah. Who knows? But, like, there was some curator deciding what was shown in the gallery, or on the channel, or on the radio, or whatever, or published in the bookstore, or whatever. There was some sort of curator, which was crappy for these people that, what's his name? The musician released a bunch of stuff digitally for free, and then became more popular. Jonathan Colton, exactly. People like Jonathan Colton, who would never have had a career if it weren't for the internet, because he's such a fringe sort of artist, but he's great. I mean, and because
he came to New York to become a fucking musician and then said, fuck it, I'm going to become a programmer because it takes so much effort to produce.
Yeah. And on a sort of, from what I gather, sort of for fun, he started putting out these singles. He recorded himself and did himself and became, as far as I know, a successful musician because of it.
Yeah, he is. Oh, yeah, certainly.
And so the internet is great for that. And every single person who is putting out a blog or putting out a MySpace, or not MySpace is ridiculous, but like putting an MP3 in some form, or like, yeah, you know, like, I picked MySpace whatever, because it's still a place to put music. Like that, somewhere that people put music or publish a Amazon thing for like, because you can do that now without any publisher, like you've done. Yeah. And I liked your 700 hours. No, not knocking it anyway. But
I do
there,
though.
There
I
is
do knock that.
There are knocks to be had on it. It was not a perfect work by any stretch of the imagination. But like,
no. I'm saying the idea of self-publishing. I've become disenfranchised with it totally. I don't see the fucking point anymore.
Next time,
two books have to be published by somebody or they're not going out.
I don't agree with that. Like everything, it's two sides to the coin. Like, I think you are talented enough that you should keep doing it. I mean, admittedly, I'm a little jaded. I'm your internet boyfriend. But...
I am biased. Yeah.
But still, like, I think you are talented enough that you should keep doing it. Because it's... I mean, it doesn't hurt. Some publisher could pick it up and publish it anyway if they wanted to.
Yeah.
But promoting stuff sucks. I know you hated that part.
I don't think it's just promotion. I think it's how the hell do I offer value to somebody in a clear way and say.
I feel like this double-edged sword of the two sides of the coin or whatever metaphor you want to use. It's so many people because one person succeeded think they can succeed. Fuck! I feel like such an asshole.
Yeah, but because the thing is,
like,
don't.
Because people don't. I mean, it's hard to objectively know if you're good or bad.
Yes.
So you don't like these people? It's the fucking Gong Show all over again. I just watched Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, so that's why it's fresh in my head.
Nice.
It's the whole Gong Show thing. These people are. The internet has turned the general population into a Gong Show. Everyone is putting stuff out there, but there's no fucking gong.
But the thing is, even beyond the whole thing with if someone said that the whole internet is one big Gong Show, then. What happens is that everyone goes, okay, or even better, I'll update this so fucking maybe someone actually knows what the hell you're talking about. It's like
I'm
one
not
big
that
American
old, come
Idol.
On. Yeah, exactly. It's the auditions for American Idol. The vast majority of people are either never seen it, like, okay, this is what it is. It's American Idol is a perfect example because most people are never seen and no one but their friends will recognize it at all. Some people are so bad that they get posted on somewhere saying, oh, look how ridiculous this person is.
Yeah.
Which is the people like the William Hungs of the world. Sure. And there are the actually good people like Jonathan Colton who are the people that get brought to Hollywood on American Idol.
Yeah.
So American Idol is a perfect example of what happens on the internet. And I don't know. It makes me sad that – I mean it makes me sad. It's a weird dichotomy. It makes me sad and encouraged at the same time. I'm encouraged that everyone – more than ever before, wants to create, which I think is a good thing. But at the same time, it makes me sad because I feel like the vast majority of people are doing so because they want to be famous.
Yeah.
Which is a bullshit goal.
Well, okay, I have something to interject here because you've hit on a particular word, kind of sad. The word is sad. This whole thing may be a cultural thing in America that I'm just not really getting because I don't fucking experience other cultures as much as I could. But I have a quote, which is, one recipe for a dissatisfied adulthood is setting goals that are especially difficult to attain. Measured by life satisfaction 20 years later, the least promising goal that a young person could have is becoming accomplished in performing art. Teenagers' goals influence what happens to them, where they end up, and how satisfied they are. There is no way, really, in America, and possibly even in Canada, to divorce professional success and personal success. You, again and again, tell me almost every single day that I am a personal success, that I have come so far, that I have done so much personally, that I should be proud of myself, I should have great self-esteem, and I don't. Because in America, my professional success is the fact that I have $40 in the bank right now. That's a reality for me. When I get up in the morning and I go to do work, all I'm seeing is the little incremental bumps in my work. I get a little bit better, like a quantum better every day. Like it's this little tiny fucking almost immeasurable thing better every single day. But to kind of go back to what we said last podcast, that's what fucking guys like Jiro do, of where you're fucking spending 75 years to get better at something. And that's become my goal, is saying, and maybe this is a healthy thing, maybe it's not, but to stop looking at my goal of producing or becoming accomplished and start looking at every day, am I doing the fucking best I can do to get maybe, you know, 0.0001% better at what I do? Because if I can do that for 8 years, if I can do that for 9 years, if I can do that for my entire life, I will become so much better than the average person. And that's, I mean, better than the average person in that specific thing, because to me, writing is a noble endeavor because it brings me alive. It gives me the ability to do that. There's the side thing of that, as we talked last time about vertical versus horizontal. I feel that the way success is horizontal integration, of where I can get experience in a lot of different things to bring all those experiences into my writing to make that core skill better. And that's why right now I'm becoming obsessed with this whole polymath thing. It's why I'm becoming obsessed with getting better at math. I want to become better at physics and law and all these different things. And to the point of where people like you have even said to me, like, why the fuck do you care about differential equations? Like, why do you want to learn calculus? Why do you fucking care? Like,
to be fair, I said, don't care about it to the expense of the writing. That's all. I don't want you to, like, push the writing aside while learning physics, or push the writing aside while learning differential equations. I think you should, like, I feel like you should be pushing the writing forward while doing this stuff on the side as a enriching experience, of course. But the best way to get better at writing is to write more stuff.
Yeah, but how do you know to bring in? I mean, because fucking look at a guy like Kurt Vonnegut. Kurt Vonnegut was not a writer per se. I mean, and I know a lot of people were like fucking someone's head just exploded because I just said that Kurt Vonnegut wasn't a writer. But Kurt Vonnegut was someone who was very obsessed with lots of things, with chemistry, with engineering, with war and humanism and philosophy, and
put out a bunch of I don't know how many books he put out, but he still published books, and I'm sure he still wrote regularly. And that's what I'm saying is, make sure the primary focus is your primary goal, and not, because I know you, this is getting to intervention-esque levels, I know you can get sidetracked and obsessed with a specific thing at the expense of others.
I have an addictive personality. Yes. Definitely. Yeah.
Which is all I'm saying is, try to keep it sort of moderated in a way, like, keep reading all the physics stuff you want to read, great, but don't do it at the expense of trying to be, like, I mean, I know you're doing it in the effort to become a better writer and just to learn shit, which is great, but also writing more things is also a very good way to become a better writer.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, and I don't mean to downplay. Like I was saying before, I don't mean to downplay the possibility that there's that kid out there who wants to direct movies and wants to make movies. I mean, especially because we know two guys.
He should try.
What's that?
Colin and Dan are both writing and performing in movies.
Yes, and they're putting that stuff on YouTube, and I would never go to Colin and Dan, and this is not something directed at Colin and Dan of where it's like, hey, you guys are putting crap on YouTube and whatever. Especially because I've actually had a chance to see what's going on in the background with Colin and Dan. They've invited me to work with them on things, which I've never been able to fucking stick with, because, like I said, as you just said, I'm fucking terrible at doing that. I got off on these random tears. I'm not a good people person in that sort of way. I could meet deadlines if I have deadlines, but I'm fucking terrible at doing that sort of shit. And so it's incremental. Like, I've seen the way that they've kind of worked in the background. I've seen that they've built up. And even now, Dan keeps saying, like, I got to learn more. I got to do this more. I got to do that more.
Well, Dan was just in Chicago and did some Second City classes. And so he is super energized with the Second City improv stuff.
Yeah. It's very hard to narrow this down to like a specific, a reductive point, because if you say like, okay, well, if you don't have experience, you know, don't do it. Well, that's how you get experience. So that's not it. And it's not saying don't try, because that's not it either. But I think it's saying that there are lots of noble endeavors.
I feel like
there's nothing wrong with being a consumer.
Try to create because you have something to say. don't try to create because you want to be famous. Yeah, actually, more the second part. Forget to have something to say. Don't try to create because you want to be famous. Don't ever do that. Create because you haven't feel this need, this seed in you of this story or this movie or this piece of artwork, this painting that you have to get out of you, and do that. If so, great, keep doing it. If you think you're going to be the next, if you're doing this because you want to be Jonathan Coulton or you want to be the next Huffington Post or you want to be fucking I don't know, whatever.
Whatever.
But,
yeah.
Or you next every meal time or what something like that, stop immediately.
Yes, so that was really
That was a slightly hypocritical conversation.
A little bit. So if you want to yell at us about that, you totally can, because you can find us on fucking Twitter. Because I'm at Joey Heflick on Twitter, and as always, with me is
Ryan Kloss at Gobo on Twitter.
Yes, and this was Internet Boyfriends, and we'll see you hopefully next week again. I'm really holding myself to this editing one every week now. So anyways, we love you all. Thanks for listening to Internet Boyfriends, and we'll see you next time.
Take care.